afternoon, it's 5:06 and 50 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. St. Clair Healthcare is offering COVID vaccines for kids 5 and older. Divorced parents have to follow guidelines when vaccinating their kids. Charles Booker filed paperwork to run against Senator Rand Paul. Christmas tree farms are expecting shortages this holiday season. East Kentucky coal mines at the center of 2019 lawsuits may soon reopen. In sports, Moorhead State University basketball begins exhibition play tonight at Johnson Arena. Clear skies tonight with a low around 28 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. St. Clair Healthcare began vaccinating children age 5 to 11 for COVID-19 today. SCH had some doses on hand when the FDA and CDC approval came down Tuesday, and clinics are being held at the Medical Pavilion. The organization also plans to hold mobile clinics when they have more available doses. St. Clair Healthcare Chief Medical Officer Dr. Will Milan says parents should talk with a medical provider if they have questions and ignore misinformation on social media.
It's significantly greater risk that you'll get myocarditis or pericarditis from actual COVID, and I would strongly favor vaccination over the actual infection. And another one is, yet more and more data has confirmed that the web rumors about future fertility are completely unfounded. It causes no problems with fertility in anybody.
St. Clair is scheduling vaccination appointments for their medical pavilion location right now. Schedule an appointment for children age 5 and older. Call 606-783-7539. Kids across the Commonwealth now officially have access to that COVID vaccine. The final approval came down Tuesday night, and pharmacists and pediatricians have been getting ready for the rollout all week. Kentucky Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack says a third or more of the eligible population should be able to get the shot now and be fully vaccinated in time for the holidays.
They studied over 3,000 children in this age category as the primary study to get approval for this. Not a single child was found to have any problems with cardiac issues. There was no myocarditis.
Stack says the initial distribution will be predominantly through pediatric offices, primary care offices, and designated pharmacies. As healthcare providers begin to provide those vaccines, many families are having conversations about whether to vaccinate their young children. However, those discussions can be difficult if the parents are divorced. Indianapolis divorce attorney Cassie Ringelspaugh tells WRTV they're seeing a lot of disagreements on the issue.
Each judge is basing decisions differently. I think things that you do want to consider, though, are the reason that they're objecting. Is it a medical reason, or is it a religious or belief reasoning? Is it a reason we just don't know? Those are all things I think the court is going to look at and analyze when they're deciding what to do with that.
Ringelspaugh says it also depends on what the divorce decree says regarding which parent has authority over the child's medical decisions and care. For married parents who can't agree, one parent can get the child vaccinated without the other's consent. Charles Booker announced his U.S. Senate run months ago, but on Wednesday he made it official by filing his candidacy paperwork. Booker is vying for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Senator Rand Paul. Various polls have Paul doing well in Kentucky. The state has also turned more red with each recent election. But Booker tells LEX 18 he believes he can win by meeting people where they are.
Lifting up a vision that speaks to them on the ground, and there's no substitute for organizing. We have to inspire folks, because a lot of people have checked out on the political process and they're justified in doing that.
Paul has previously said he doesn't think Booker's progressive ideas will align with what Kentuckians want. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from C. Roger Lewis Insurance and Grange Insurance, 129 East Main Street, Moorhead. The C. Roger Insurance Agency has been serving the insurance needs of Moorhead, Rowan County, and all of Eastern Kentucky since 1958. Located on Main Street in downtown Moorhead, C. Roger Lewis Insurance offers insurance needs for home, auto, farm, business, nonprofits, and government agencies. If you own it, they can insure it. John Eisen, Betty King, or Renee Genter can be reached at 606-784-4168 or on Facebook under C. Roger Lewis Insurance Agency.
Tree farms across the Commonwealth are seeing an increase in early reservations for Christmas trees for the upcoming holiday season. Owners believe the increased reservation is partially due to people missing out last year due to the pandemic. Tree farm owner Thomas Neiman tells WKYT people still need to act earlier than usual because the farm can't sell more than their limit for the season.
If we cut into next year's tree, into the 5 foot, 6 foot patch right now, then we won't have the big ones for next year. And so we have to not get greedy and push into next year's trees.
The Neiman Tree Farm sells between 800 and 900 trees each year. He says the farm has already gotten hundreds of reservations, but there are still plenty of trees left. Several West Virginia coal companies with ties to Governor Jim Justice plan to resume coal production at four surface mines in eastern Kentucky, bringing 150 new jobs to the region. Justice's son, Jay, is the president of the Justice Companies. He tells Mountaintop Media the company was working to reopen the production sites at the Bevins Branch and Beech Creek mines in Pike County, the Bull Creek mine in Knott County, and the Infinity Mine in Harlan County. The Infinity and Bevins Branch mines were among five in a 2019 lawsuit settlement by the state of Kentucky against Jim and Jay Justice and several other family coal companies. Officials with Georgetown College announced Tuesday afternoon the school's president, William Jones, has been terminated. Jones is accused of sexually assaulting a female college employee, inappropriate behavior with another female employee, and other conduct violations of Jones' employment agreement. WKYT spoke to a few students on Tuesday who do not want to be identified. They say the situation has taken away a sense of trust and security that will take time to build up again.
I would like to say I feel safe, but now, I mean, it's questionable. I just never walk alone on campus, and that's sad that I have to say that, but it's the truth.
The college says they will offer support to anyone who has been directly impacted and will cooperate with ongoing and future investigations. The Kentucky State Police are looking for a missing Carter County man. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
The Kentucky State Police Post in Ashland are searching for Olive Hill native Orville Roark. Roark was reported missing on November 3rd and was last seen early in mid-September in Olive Hill. Roark's brother says he has left before but also calls to check in with his friends and his 10-year-old daughter. Roark is about 5'8 and about 120 pounds. He has a barbed wire tattoo on his left arm and has shoulder-length auburn hair with a gray beard. Roark usually wears jeans and a t-shirt. Anyone with information on Roark's whereabouts should contact the Kentucky State Police. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, sunny skies, a high near 52. Friday night clear with a low around 30 degrees. Saturday sunny, a high near 57. Saturday night mostly clear, a low around 35. And for your Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 60 degrees. On our feature segment today, the annual Moorhead State University Choral Festival returns this year. WMKY's Alyssa White has the story.
The 61st edition of the Moorhead State Choral Festival will take place on November 8th and 9th with a concert presented each night. Dr. Greg Detweiler is the Director of Choral Studies and a music professor at MSU. He says the first concert is free to the public, while the second will have a $3 entrance fee, which will go towards expenses of the festival.
So the concerts they both happen at 7 o'clock in the evening. One will be at the First Baptist Church on Monday night, and then the second one will be at the ballroom of ADUC, and we will charge $3 for that one.
The first concert will showcase the MSU Chamber Singers, the Concert Choir, the Jazz Vocal Ensemble, and the Black Gospel Ensemble. On the following night, 90 high school students from 8 different Ohio and Kentucky schools will perform their feature pieces, along with solos presented by the winners of the high school solo competition.
So the first night, on Monday night, we always sing for them, and that gives our students something to look forward to because they remembered how much it meant to them when they came here. So each of the choirs will sing, but it gives everyone a chance to sing for each other. And at the end, we're going to do something where the audience can sing with the concert choir, and we're going to have the guest clinician conduct the piece. It's called Forever Music. It's one of those uplifting pieces everyone's going to leave feeling great.
Detweiler says he looks forward to hosting the festival after putting it on hold for the past year due to the pandemic. He says it's very helpful for recruitment and it encourages the high school students to join the MSU choir.
I thought it's such a service to the students that do arrive here. It's good for us as far as our best recruiting venture. You know, we find that most of our vocal music majors are here because they came to the choral festival. So it's just not that. It inspires everyone about music, too, and everyone gets a big boost. So that's why high schools come back and back and back each year.
The concert will be under the direction of Dr. Eve Ely, who is one of the most sought-after choral clinicians in America. Detweiler says Dr. Ely is a great inspiration to both him and his students.
Eve Ely has retired from University of Missouri, Kansas City. He is one of the most sought-after choral clinicians we have in the United States. He's very, very positive. He'll get you all excited about music. I met him at a very down time in my life, the only time I've ever felt depressed in my life. And by golly, he was there to do weekend clinic, and boy, did I get charged up about music again.
In addition to their more common songs, they've added new arrangements such as Let My Love Be Heard, paired with Sing Me to Heaven, in honor of Elizabeth Kramer, the MSU student who passed away last month. The second new addition is an adaptation of All Star from the movie Shrek.
Another thing we added was we have a kind of a piece where the old magical dinner meets Shrek. So the tune from Shrek, the All Star tune. We have that in a Renaissance version, so we're going to share that. It's a hoot. So those are some new things that we're doing.
The first concert will take place at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church on East Main Street. The second performance will also begin at 7 p.m. in the ballroom of the Adrondoran University Center. For WMKY News, I'm Melissa White.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
It's 48 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Tanner Boyd has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Moorhead State basketball is back once again. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting. The Moorhead State women's basketball team is already on the court taking on Georgetown, Kentucky. The Eagles, who finished last season at 7-16, welcome in Kayla Petrie as the 11th head coach in program history. She comes to the Eagles after successful stints at Gulf Coast State College and South Plains College, and is looking to translate that success at Moorhead State. Petrie says transfer students make up a large portion of her inaugural Eagles squad, including sophomore Jada Claude, who came to MSU from Duke.
She was a two-time Georgia High School Player of the Year, just a phenomenal person, shoots the three a little bit. When you see her body, you're going to think, man, swing man, why is she, why you got her playing it outside ever? Because she's just so physically gifted. She's strong and explosive, but she does shoot the three a little bit.
The regular season for the Morehead State women's basketball team begins November 9th at Michigan State. The Morehead State University men's basketball team will get the late game at Johnson Arena this evening. After a long but satisfying offseason, Morehead State men's basketball is finally ready to display its talents again as the Eagles host Kentucky State this evening in their lone exhibition game before opening the year for real at Auburn next week. Coming off its first OVC tournament title in 10 seasons, the expectation within the program and outside are high this season. Head coach Preston Spradlin says his guys have been giving it their all over the past several months.
In this preseason of practices, which is a very long one, we've had a lot of success in seeing our team come together and learn and grow and compete on both sides of the ball. I think the thing that's been most consistent with this group from day one has been their competitiveness and their effort. We've never had to really coach those two things, and that's exciting when you've got those two things as constants every day in your practices.
Tip-off for the Morehead State University men's team is this evening at 7 o'clock. A member of the Morehead State University rifle team is receiving some major recognition from the Ohio Valley Conference. WMKY's Hallie Adams reports.
The Morehead State Rifle senior Amber Scafano has earned perhaps the Ohio Valley Conference Top Academy in Academic Honor, the OVC Scholar Athlete Award for the 2020-2021 year. Only six student athletes, three female and three male, are chosen each year from the thousands of student athletes in the league. She is just the third MSU female since 2007 to earn the honor when another rifle athlete, Lindy Nittleton, was honored. A native of Belleville, Pennsylvania, Scafano is in her fourth year with the Morehead State Rifle Team, serving as a team captain and helping the Eagles to the 2020 OVC Championship. In the classroom, she has a 3.92 grade point average in biomedical science / pre-med. For WMKY Sports, I'm Hallie Adams.
Work continues for the Morehead State University volleyball team before playing their final home matchups of the regular season. The Eagles sit atop the Ohio Valley Conference after taking down SIUE in two matches last weekend and extending their win streak to 12. Still, associate head coach Kirsten Becker McBride says their last two opponents will be putting up a fight.
It's nice. We still have SEMO in our sights. They made a big statement this weekend against Austin Peay, and so while we are number one, kind of practice like you're number two and then play like you're number one.
The Eagles will host Belmont this weekend. The first match is set for tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Saturday's matchup is set for 2. Morehead State football is touching up on some things before facing their next opponent Saturday. The Eagles got their first conference loss of the season over the weekend, and it was a painful one as it decided who would take the top spot for the Pioneer Football League. But now the focus shifts to their next opponent, a San Diego team MSU has yet to beat in the program's history. Head coach Rob Tenier says when his guys took on Davidson, they failed executing in an area that had brought them success previously this season, and that's something they can't do when they face the Toreros.
We knew we had to be good on third downs offensively, and we were not. We were 4 of 13. Of course, Davidson was only 3 of 13, but That enabled us to stay on the field and keep drives going and get in the red zone. Because, you know, we get into the red zone this year, we're one of the top teams in the country.
Kickoff in San Diego Saturday is set for 4 o'clock. And finally, the Rowan County Senior High School football team only has a day left before entering the postseason. The Vikings will be taking on a team they beat once in the regular season. But there's a lot more on the line, and the Vikings won't be at full strength. Head coach Kelly Ford says some of his guys got some pretty hard knocks in their matchup with Montgomery County last week.
Going into our playoff, I mean, we got a question mark with Shaco Wallace. And, Landon Reigns hurt his knee in the Montgomery game, so he'll probably be out this week. So we're pretty banged up. I mean, that's two key pieces that makes our team go, but you know, I was tickled to death the way our young guys stepped in and on Friday and
and kind of fill those roles.
The Vikings will have the home field advantage tomorrow night. They'll be hosting Harrison County for a 7:30 kickoff. And that's a check of sports for WMKY. I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The S&P 500 rose for a sixth day in a row as investors took solace in the Federal Reserve's patient stance on raising interest rates. Stronger than expected economic data also boosted sentiment. And at the close, the Dow Industrials actually showed a small loss of 0.1% at 36,124.23. The broader market definitely stronger, with the S&P 500 up 0.4%, finishing at a record close of 4680.06. And the NASDAQ also set a record today, finishing with a gain of 0.8% at 15,940.31. As strength in big tech like Amazon and Google definitely gave the NASDAQ a huge lift. And, of course, the Federal Reserve yesterday at the conclusion of its two-day meeting said it will begin to slow its bond buying program later this month, signaling that the economy can now handle an unwinding of pandemic stimulus. Investors had long anticipated the move and liked that the Fed did not signal it would be any more aggressive than necessary in raising rates once the bond tapering was finished next year. The S&P is up 1.6% for the week, pushing its year-to-date return up to 24.6% as the benchmark enters a seasonally strong part of the year for markets. On the data front, U.S. jobless claims totaled 269,000 for the week ended October 30th, the lowest pandemic-era total and better than the 275,000 expected by economists going into the meeting. And, of course, October's hotly anticipated jobs report will be released tomorrow. Consensus estimates call for 450,000 jobs to be added. Non-farm payrolls only increased by 194,000 in September. Qualcomm was up 13%, following an earnings beat propelled by a 56% surge in smartphone chip sales. Moderna shares were down almost 18% after the drug maker slashed its COVID-19 vaccine revenue outlook. And Roku is under pressure, falling more than 7% after the streaming platform reported disappointing third-quarter revenue. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 27 cents at 560, CSX down a quarter at 35.43, Fifth Third Bank down 72 cents at 43.98, Marathon Petroleum down 11 cents at 63.57, Lowe's up 3.48 at 237.78, and Humana was down 5.90 to finish at 453.55. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Rachel Turner, Hallie Adams, and Cassidy Stearman. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Alyssa White. A special thanks to the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.